T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joined on the line by ABC News political director Rick Klein. And Rick, it's been an interesting 48 hours in Washington, to say the least. What do you make of this back and forth between the president and Nancy Pelosi?
Well, it's juvenile. I mean, I heard it referred to as actions of fifth graders. I've got a fourth grader, and I don't think he would do anything like this. It seems like you've gotten to about as petty a stage as you can to say, for Nancy Pelosi to say, you know what, you shouldn't give the State of the Union, and for Donald Trump to say, you know what, you shouldn't fly abroad on a military plane. I this is the number one and the number three ranking officials in the United States government. So it's become unseemly, it's become nasty, and if anything, it looks like this week took us backwards with regard to the shutdown discussion.
And how is this going over with the electorate out there?
Well, you know, we polled on this last week, and two-thirds of the country said there's no national emergency. Well more than half felt like this was Donald Trump's fault, way more than it's Democrats' fault. But we're at a stage now where people are starting to feel the hurt. I mean, if you're flying out of an airport, you might see longer lines because of TSA agents. You've had delays in food stamp benefits and farm subsidies. It's getting worse. It's going to have a cascading benefit. And I think the general view is going to be, God, this is no way to run a government. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. This is just silly.
The two sides seem to be getting further and further apart as we go on. I mean, it's giving credence to those people who said this could last maybe even months, because at this point, it sure looks that way.
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, there's no easy way out of this. I mean, President Trump said it could last months, I think a lot of people thought he was joking or being dramatic. But we're approaching a month right now, and week four didn't get anything done. I do think it's going to take, you know, for one side or the other to blink, they're going to have their eyes wide open in some sense, that the public's going to have to let them know that they don't like their negotiating side. I think the conventional wisdom has been that the Democrats have done a better job of staying united than Republicans in this, and I think that's true. But all of that unity has its limits when people start to feel the pinch.
Do you see more tit for tat with this power play?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that the president can do to the speaker and the speaker can do to the president. I mean, the president does control military travel, and that means that there's no congressional delegation trips that can take a place abroad unless members of Congress want to fly commercial and maybe get reimbursement later. The flip of that is, if you're the president of the United States, Nancy Pelosi controls all those investigations. Nancy Pelosi controls all the purse strings, and the Democrats can do a lot to influence the Trump agenda. So if they want to make it highly personal, it could get a lot worse before it gets better.
Is there something to what the president said in that letter that, you know, this trip that Pelosi, other lawmakers were going to take is somewhat of a PR trip? Do members of Congress need to be making these trips while the shutdown is going on?
Well, I'll tell you, though, on a trip to Afghanistan, hardly PR. It's not like you're going over to Kabul for a photo op. Those kind of trips rarely get much press attention. I note that the president himself has not visited Afghanistan at all, despite the war that's been going on throughout his presidency and long before. You know, members of Congress like Lindsey Graham, an ally of the president, say these trips are actually incredibly helpful for troop morale, to inform members of Congress about the decisions that they're going to make. Some of them travel more than others. Some of them do look like junkets, but this was not one of them. I mean, the idea that that flying overseas to Afghanistan in the middle of a war by the House Speaker would be a PR move, it just doesn't pass the smell test.
You know, the shutdown, not the only thing the president's dealing with right now. Yesterday, what did you make of his former attorney, Michael Cohen, admitting that he arranged with a technology firm to rig online poll results to boost Trump's standing before he launched his campaign?
You know, as someone that was on the receiving end of a lot of angry calls and emails from Trump supporters about why aren't you using this poll, I think there's a sense of vindication that they were faking it. It's some window in insight into what Michael Cohen and his role was in this. He's going to be an interesting witness when he testifies in a couple of weeks here on Capitol Hill to talk about this as well as anything else. I mean, the new allegations in BuzzFeed about him being directed, he says, by President Trump to lie about the Russia project. There's a whole lot of stories that he can still tell. But the fake polling thing, I mean, it was the president for many times who said that we weren't listening to the real polls. So there's a deep irony in this.
And now Cohen, it sounds like, rethinking testifying before Congress next month before he goes to prison. I mean, he's fearing for his safety and his family's safety.
Yeah, I mean, the president gave an interview over the weekend where he said there should be more scrutiny on his father and his father's real estate and business dealings. So, yeah, he has sent signals that he's worried about that, that anything that he says could be used against members of his family. Democrats are upset that the president would threaten essentially a private citizen like that and maybe chill the possibility of public testimony. So that saga continues as well.
Michael Cohen, speaking of, one of the interesting stories that came out about him yesterday is that he paid, used maybe some of that money he was paid by the president to pay an IT firm to set up a Twitter account saying about how good he looked, how great he was for the president, how sexy he was, women for Cohen. Did you see this? Do you think it convinced anybody?
I did see it, and I don't think it convinced anyone. I mean, sometimes there's social media out there that is almost, if it's real, you almost can't parody it. This time, I guess it was a parody of a parody. It's bizarre. I mean, I guess we shouldn't be surprised by any behavior that emerges anymore out of this, particularly with some of the characters involved in this. But yeah, this was a strange one. What did, if that was his dollars or campaign dollars, I would venture a guess that it was a waste.
All right. I'm just trying to judge if I should continue paying for mine. Rick, thanks so much. That's Rick Klein, ABC News political director.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.